You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 11. I'll only read the first four verses, but the whole passage is worth looking at. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isaiah here is speaking with a strong prophetic voice. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him, and he declares that he is anointed by the Lord. The word anointed here stands out to me as it's connected with a very familiar English word, the word Messiah. The word for anointed in Hebrew is very close to the English word we have for Messiah. It's a title that's applied to Jesus and that we're very familiar with. And so Isaiah is filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and he is the Lord's anointed, anointed to do some amazing things. And in fact, the long list of these amazing things that follows is quite stunning. Good news to the poor, binding up the brokenhearted, liberty for the captives, freedom for those who are bound, a year of the Lord's favor. This is probably a reference to the Jubilee, the blessing and provision of God for the whole land on the 50th year. We also see comfort for those who mourn. And it's almost like Isaiah here he's inspired as he speaks of this, granting to those who mourn a whole set of things. And so he goes beyond that. He says they will get a beautiful headdress, they will get the oil of gladness, they will get the garment of praise, so that they will be called oaks of righteousness. That reminds me of Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who is planted like a tree by streams of water. This comfort for those who mourn is very significant. It's got a lot of elements to it. The goodness, the healing, the restoration, the comfort, these are all dripping with eloquent images that I think touch the heart and move us. Incidentally, he goes on for another seven verses beyond where I stopped, up to verse 11, and describes that blessing with more images and more comfort and joy. This passage is familiar to us because it shows up a number of times in the gospel. Probably the most noteworthy is when Jesus in Luke 4, verses 16 to 21, tells his audience, as he has just read this passage from Isaiah, that it's fulfilled in their hearing. Jesus is that anointed one, and he brings about all these things listed in the passage. This is a truly stunning thing. And this prophecy applies to the hearers of Jesus in Jesus' day, but it also applies to us, because Jesus continues this work and continues to speak this to our own lives on this very day. I think in this list, as we hear what this anointed one does, I think it's easy to identify with different things and to recognize ourselves. Do we believe this word? Do we believe that this anointed has this comfort, this healing, this restoration? How can I receive it more in this current day, in my present circumstances? I think these are questions we ought to ask ourselves as the Anointed One looks to bring about that work in our own lives. May we be open to the healing and comforting work of Jesus Christ in our lives today.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.